Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the U.S. Department of Interior announced the implementation of revisions to the Endangered Species Act. The Trump administration says the changes apply to ESA sections which deal with listing in critical habitat, threatened species protection, as well as interagency consultation. The changes direct ESA listings to be determined solely on the basis of scientific and commercial information and clarifies standards for delisting and reclassification. Now, livestock organizations like the NCBA and Public Lands Council welcome the final rule. In fact, PLC President Bob Skinner from Oregon says common sense will once again be inserted into the ESA process.
Oh, I think it's a long time coming, and especially coming from a state like Oregon, where we've got salmon, sage grouse, spotted owls. We've got the whole list. As far as what I saw this morning, I think it's been a long time coming.
Meanwhile, environmental groups like the Natural Resources Defense Council call the changes a drastic rollback of the ESA. Now, barring court action, the rules package will officially take effect following a 30-day objection period. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.